Headlines also brought to you by super low home equity rated Dollar Bank. Visit dollar.bank, equal housing lender. And off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Ron, how are you today?
I'm doing good, Joe. I just realized as the show starts, I left my headphones in the other room. I'm going to have to go get those, but they're here. I know where they are. I just left them there. I'm getting a little senile as I get older. Took them out, left them where I shouldn't have, should be here. Other than that, I'm doing just great.
I like the Aliquippa shirt, Ron.
How do you like that, huh?
Red and black.
It is.
That's gigantic.
It is.
Really?
Nice little Q on there.
Beautiful. Do you want to start in a depressing mode today, or do you want to start with something a little more hopeful?
Well,
it's your choice. I got two things here.
I know what depressing is. Let's try something hopeful.
All right. Let's go
as a
hopeful.
Change of pace.
Let's go hopeful with a tinge of
depressing.
Yes. That is what Doug Whaley just said. Is Kenny Pickett right now the best quarterback in this town? And what about Kenny Pickett's Heisman run here, Ron? Do you think he has a legitimate shot
Keeps putting up these numbers and they win games. Yeah. I think a lot of it depends on how many games Pitt wins. He's got a long way to go because he's kind of a dark horse guy to start. But if he keeps putting up these astonishing numbers, he's got to get into the conversation unless they lose three or four games. And that always hurts you with the voters if, your team doesn't play real well.
I feel like we haven't even talked about that because Pitt had that horrific loss. But, man, now what are we, five games into the season or four?
They're 4-1, five games in.
Five games in. This guy he's becoming a big story.
He is.
I mean, people around college football, as I'm looking at some of the websites, he's right on the edge of Heisman contention.
And that's about where he should be right now, but with the potential to move way, way up. You know, people say they haven't played anybody. I mean, we talked early on about how their non-conference schedule was so easy. Tennessee, I don't think, is good, even though it was an SEC win on the road. Georgia Tech was very disappointing. But his numbers just speak for themselves. He keeps doing this. He's going to climb up into that conversation, as he should.
Mostly, you have to win a ton. It's hard, in fact, not to be in the playoff of the national championship game and win the Heisman, if you look at history. But guys have done it. Lamar Jackson won it at Louisville a year. They went 9-4. Tebow, the first time he won it, they went 9-4. Baylor won it in a year with RG3 at Baylor in a year where they were third in the Big 12.
Yeah, it happened.
You can do that if you put up spectacular numbers, right. And he's on pace to do that.
And he's got to stay healthy. He left the one game. He got banged up a little bit. You got to stay healthy. But he, the next game for Pitt's a big one at Virginia Tech. You know, it's different at home versus the road. Virginia Tech, not a great team by any stretch. But if he puts up big numbers then, I think he'll climb up a lot higher.
And regardless of the state of Clemson, if he has a great game against them and they beat Clemson with people watching,
that will be a big step as well. Yep.
But right now he's legit, and he's also in the quarterback conversation of moving up draft boards. We had a guy call in and say, is Kenny Pickett going to be the next quarterback of the Steelers? About a week ago or something. I didn't take that too seriously at the time, but this guy is rocketing up draft boards. He is.
You talk about a kid that made the right decision to go back to school.
I'll say.
And he credits Peyton Manning
with
that. You know, he has gone to the Peyton Manning camp every year, and he and Peyton have become close. And Manning, apparently, according to Pickett, said, hey, come back at Pitt, put up big, have a great year, and you'll be drafted even higher. He was not going to be a high draft choice coming out last year.
Right.
In fact, I think he said on his show that he does here with us, our station, that after the last game, he was gone. He was gone. He was leaving Pitt, but he decided to come back for that extra year because Peyton told him to, basically. Pretty good advice.
If you're the NFL and you're looking at him, I mean, or anybody, you're asking yourself, I think, a couple things. One is, can he make every throw? The answer is yes. Two, can he move around? And the answer is absolutely
yes to that.
The thing you can never tell with any quarterback is he going to be able to, get his team in the right play? Is he going to be able to deliver consistently with accuracy under an NFL rush. You never know that till they get to the NFL, which is why so many teams misfire on quarterbacks. But, man, it's a fun story to track, and I feel like one I haven't talked about nearly enough, that this guy's having a spectacular start. I don't know how many players Pitt's had that have had a better five-game start at any position. I think of Dorsett. I think of Larry Fitzgerald. Look at his numbers. Yeah. I don't care who he's playing. 19 touchdowns, one pick.
One interception. That's amazing.
All right, Ron.
That was a little bit of a positive start, a little bit of positivity there.
Well, it petered out at the end a little bit, so let's get to the depressing stuff. Can we?
Of course. Why not?
You know what I was thinking about this morning?
I'm afraid to ask, but I will. What were you thinking about this morning?
We've been talking so much about the Steeler games and about Ben ad nauseum. What's going to happen with Ben? And is it time for Ben? Blah, blah, blah. The larger story to me this year, of course, a very much related story, is other than the duck year, I don't remember the last time I looked at a Steeler season this early, even the 0-4 year, even then, and said they have zero chance to win a Super Bowl. This is an exercise in futility, no matter what.
You didn't feel that way after 0-4? I don't remember there being a lot of warm, fuzzy feelings after
now,
that
0-4
start.
Even when the Steelers have struggled in the Ben era, the idea, at least as I espoused it and understood it, was if you just get back in it and sneak in, you have a chance. Why?
Because of Ben. Right.
And that team almost did, by the way. They went 8-4 the rest of the way and almost snuck in. And I would bet that I was standing on that side of this table in front of us saying, man, if they can just get in, they're going to be dangerous.
They're hot.
They're going to be dangerous.
Still got it, yeah. You don't feel that way now, though. No, I don't either.
I feel like it did when Ben went down 2 years ago and Duck came in. Like, this could
over.
Be fun,
the
but
season,
it's over.
The season was over in the second game. That's how I felt. But then again, look what they did that year. They were 8-5 with Duck and with Rudolph. They got back into it. And if they beat the Jets in that game, and I think they would have if Rudolph hadn't got hurt, they'd have made the playoffs.
But the point was, they were never going to win the Super Bowl.
Well,
we all knew it.
That's the point.
No.
Super Bowl, no. But I mean, wouldn't you be happy now if they make the playoffs this year after this 1-3 start? I'm thinking playoffs would be wonderful. I know.
Yes, but,
I know playoffs, but
yes, but my point is that they have no chance to win a championship, and that's the standard here. I can't envision it.
No.
They're done. No. I mean, there's just no chance that they're going to win.
But that was the same way in Duck's year.
But yeah,
you said
that's my point.
Duck, right.
That's exactly it.
Right. But they still can make the playoffs, theoretically. I don't see that happening now. But the Duck year, I remember when Ben went down at halftime of that Seattle game. I said, season's over.
That's what
season's
I'm saying
over.
Now.
I meant season's over, not championships. Just basically over. They're going to be lucky to win 4 or 5 games.
Yeah, I guess I always figure like in the NFL you could hang around, which they did for a while, and they wound up not making the playoffs.
8-5.
But the point is, if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers, can you win a title? And the point always has been, sure you can, no matter what, because you have Ben. Now, really, you don't have that Ben
anymore. You have
anymore.
A compromised Ben.
You have no chance to win a Super Bowl, I think. Zero. And that's very, very unusual in Steeler land when you have your quarterback.
Yeah, I guess. But, I mean, we've talked how long they've won 3 playoff games in 11 years. How many of those years did we feel like they had a shot?
Didn't we say every single year they have a shot because they have Ben?
Yeah,
I bet we did.
I'll bet we did, too. But I'm with you. This year, I mean, they're not going to win a Super Bowl this year. They're almost certainly not going to make the playoffs this year. But that's what I'm looking for is the goal now. First of all, beat Denver on Sunday, or it's 1-4, and then it's really ugly.
Shouldn't the goal?
But, I mean, I don't think that this year, that I think the playoffs has got to be your realistic goal or a hopeful goal. I don't even know if it's realistic.
I'm starting to think if the wheels start coming off, I'm going to view this like Pirates season, that the best thing for this franchise would be to have the same kind of year or worse that enabled them to get Ben in the first place.
Well, they were 6-10 that year when they got Ben, number 11 overall. Yeah, I don't know though that there's. Did Whaley say there's no great quarterbacks coming out this year? You know, worthy of a high number one pick. I don't know.
Well, give me a mid number. Give me another Mac Jones. Yeah, that could change.
That can change. I mean, guys. I mean, look what.
I'll take my chances.
Look what
on
Joe
that.
Burrow did. He was not a highly regarded quarterback at the start of the year, and ends up going number one overall.
There's all kinds of guys like that. It is a depressing realization that, wait a second here, we're a quarter of the way in, and this is the first Steeler team I've seen in Ben's career that he was playing that I'm saying they have zero chance to win a Super Bowl.
But don't you think most people are saying they don't have a chance to make the playoffs?
Probably.
Let alone the Super Bowl.
But how? I mean, if you scrape by at 9-8 and lose, you know, I'd rather go 3-14 at that point and try to get a quarterback.
Yeah. Makes perfect sense to me.
The other thing I was thinking about, Ron, I'm going to get to next. We have Chelsea Messenger as well next. And that is Mike Tomlin's answer yesterday when he was asked about Ben being his number one quarterback. Are you confident that Ben is your best choice at quarterback? But the wording of the question is important because I think the answer may have been misinterpreted a little. We're going to listen to that after we talk with Chelsea Messenger, who's been great every week on tips on the Steelers, not just the game itself, but more importantly, the bets within the game. So we'll talk to her next
and
on Cook
the,
and Joe.
The man of the hour, the man of the day, the man of the week is speaking at 9:45, or probably just has already spoken. We're going to hear from Ben a little later himself
that
today.
That should be very interesting.